Tonight we will start with some inyan, some subject which is taking over all our mind, which is the corona pandemic. Let me start from a midrash in Shir HaShirim. Everything we have to find in Chazal, how they approached everything in life, especially such a global phenomenon. Shir HaShirim, Perek Bet. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba. Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba said, Samuch limot ha-Mashiach, very close to the days of the Mashiach, Dever gadol ba la'olam, a very great and big plague will come to the world. Ve'arshaim kalim, the wicked people will die. This is a midrash. It's a puzzling midrash. And we want to understand this remarkable statement. What is Ribono shel Olam doing to us? Why? The clarity of what's happening, what action to take in order to protect ourselves and our families, to reach through Chazal, who referred to this pandemic as a Dever Gadol, a big and a great plague, and especially Samuch Limot HaMashiach, very close to the days of the Mashiach. Why is it so? Just to punish the Rashaim? Or there is some other profound message here? Is it a preparation for Mashiach? Are we so close to Mashiach time? As they call it, it's a virus. People, all of us, are anxious. We are uncertain. We are frightened. This is not a mikre, an accident. Nothing is a mikre. Even when one person gets ill, it's not a mikre, it's not an accident. Ani ma'amin, the first of the 13 principles of our emunah, Ani ma'amin shehakadosh baruch hu oseh, is the doer. Ve'asa, and he did. Ve'yase, and is the future doer. Of kol ha'ma'asim, all what happens on this globe and in the universe. Ve'shehu manhig kol ha'beruim, he leads all creatures. This is something global. This is on the global scale, and is not referring only and precisely to Klal Israel. The first thing we have to understand that Haribono shel Olam, Hashem Yitvarach Ohev, Kol HaBiriyot, all the creatures, all are Tzelem Elokim, the image of Hashem Yitvarach, Ki Tzelem Elokim Asa Et HaAdam, humanity, Bifrat, especially, us, Bnei Israel, Hashem Ohev Et Bnei Israel. In fact, all what he does is Letovah, for good. We have learned in other occasions, that this is not a tragedy, that this is not a destruction. This has a big step towards the perfection of humanity. It's done mitoch ahava, out of love to the entire humanity, and especially to Klal Israel, to benefit mankind. It's for our good. But we have to understand, how is it? What is it that Hashem wants to solve? There is some solution that he wants to reach. Now, plagues similar to this, or perhaps greater than this, had happened the last century, the beginning of the 1900s, the Spanish plague, even earlier in 1348, the Black Plague, when half of Europe was destroyed. The central attention was to wipe out of the wicked people. The central attention was death. As I said, half of Europe died. The plague of the beginning of the last century, where 50 million people died. That's the Spanish plague. That was the meant again, to wipe out of the tens of millions of people. Again, the death was the goal, and that was the center attention. But this one, relatively speaking, to the millions of people and the billions of people on this planet, the fraction is very small of death. The rate is relatively almost not noticed in numbers. Surely every person is a world by itself. But if we are going to measure death, it's very little amount. The objective in this plague is not to promote death. If Hashem wanted to kill people, it would be much more significant number. It does bring and provokes anxiety, fear. The main feature of the plague is not mavet, death, but pachat mavet, the fear of death. And this is global. The entire globe is frightened. That's one of the main objectives of the coronavirus, to bring the entire globe under this pachat mavet, fear of death. There is another feature to it, the concept of quarantine. There's no interaction. It's a big suffering. It's a discomfort to be confined to a home. The third one is the economy collapses. Our livelihood is in question mark. Countries, the entire globe's economy has collapsed. Hashem has paralyzed the world. Hashem has come out and said, Hineni, here I am. Has frozen civilization. Hashem put a stop to civilization. After all, it's only a creature, invisible, that brings us to see the absolute and immensity of the power of Hashem. So again, the central feature of this plague is pachad mavet, sickness, illness, the quarantine, and the economical collapse. Hashem is trying to bring the geula, the final geula for the entire world, to be able to finish the process, because Yemot HaMashiach, the days of the Mashiach, it's a process to get the Keula closer to us. The Dever, the plague, it's not a plague nor a punishment, but it's a prerequisite to rectify the entire creation and to bring it to Tikkun HaOlam, to bring Hashem back into our life. Through our lifestyle, we have put Chas V'Shalom, Hashem, aside. We are at the end of Tikkun HaOlam. This is the very end. The process is coming to its end. But there are obstacles. There are obstacles, which is the Kitrug HaSatan. HaSatan is a prosecutor. There is a Bedin, and there is a court, if I would say. There is a prosecutor that has to promote justice. He's there to defend justice, to judge. Justice is what would bring the Geula. The Geula could come only after justice, because the world was created with din, judgment. The Satan is doing his job, to prosecute. And thereby, he slows down the Geula. But at the same time, Hashem cannot ignore the Satan. He has to accommodate him. He has to accommodate the din, because he has to address him. He created him. He appointed him as a prosecuting angel. And he has to accommodate judgment. As I said, because the Olam, the world, was created with din, with justice. Once he addresses the judgment, the kitrug, the prosecutor, then there is justice. Once there is justice, the outcome could be a punishment. Let us see what are the main violations that the Satan is prosecuting. What are the obstacles? What are the sins, the violations of the entire world, including Klal Israel? I would say, if we were to look and see those who stand out, and they are very obvious, there are three of them. The first one is Zima, Pritzut. The generations, the last generations, a tremendous amount of corruption, immorality, obsessions of immorality, endless. Number two, I would say, destroying the civilization, incredible amount of hatred, of slander, defamation. Look at all the countries, starting from this one, how the politicians talk about each other. Now, these are Gentiles, these are Enam Yehudim. Look at Lehavdil, Eretz Israel. The elections, again and again and again. All different sects cannot come to an agreement. All talk and slander about each other. The Haredi Mahane, the Dati, and so on and so forth. And the entire world. It's a group of Ba'ale Lashon Hara. Slander, especially through the media, the modern media. Number three, I would say, that the entire world is immersed in Gashmiyut, physicality. How many of us are living a life of Ruhaniyut, spiritual life? Who cares for that? the pursuit of physicality. There is no other goal in life besides enjoying the world. We are talking about the entire population of the globe, including most of Am Israel. Until the purpose of life is to enjoy the world. There is no sense, there is not a feeling, there is not even an inclination to anything which is not materialistic. All these three are chief violations. Destruction of civilization through the corruption of an immorality, through the incredible amount of hatred, slander, through losing the values and the purpose of life. Until people think and everyone thinks that we are created in order to enjoy the world. So now Hashem comes and says, this cannot continue. So Hashem says, and the Satan says, stop. Hashem invents, designs a drug that could alleviate, mitigate the argument of the Satan, and to have this process lighter, so Hashem could bring the Geulah quicker, on a speeding mode, to advance the Mashiach. He has invented, he has designed a drug, and it's only to alleviate the Satan's kitrug, his defending the deen, the judgment. He has to calm him down, so to speak. He has to mitigate him. He cannot ignore him. He created him. He gave him a purpose, a job, and an agency. Therefore, the characteristic is not death. Worse and simpler than that, pachad mavet, fear. Now, Chazal say that pachad mavet is worse than mavet, than death. Death, once a person is dead, he's dead. Before he dies, he's not dead. So death itself, there's not much to fear. But fear of death, that's worse. Hashem has to prevent and wants to prevent the judgment itself. But he can't, as we spoke. Therefore, he's going to invent a substitute for death, an equivalent for death. Now, Chazal said that there are four, arba'a shedomim lamet, four different kind of people who are considered death. First one is iver, a blind person. Sure, he cannot interact. He is as considered as if he would be dead. A metzora, which has a skin disorder, he's put out of the machane, the camp. He's all alone, badad. He's as if he would not be alive. A akara, a mother without children. There's no continuity to her family. An ani, a poor person. This is equivalent to death. Another one is pachad mavet, anxiety. Anxiety of fear of death is a big kapara, atonement. That's what Hashem is doing, to bring fear, the collapse of economy, fear of death, due to the corruption that the entire globe and civilization has reached, deteriorated, deterioration of society and civilization. Quarantine, another fear. People cannot go to work. How am I going to support my family? This is called in Lashon of Chazal, Hamtakat HaDinim. They are Dinim, meaning judgments. Hamtakat HaDinim means alleviating the judgment, making it lighter, alleviate the punishment. So instead of death, Hashem finds and creates the fear of death. Some people die and everyone else is afraid. Similar to that we had in the year 1990, which was calculated already once, that it would be, as we count the 6,000 years for this world, 1,000 years per day, it will be corresponding to Friday after Chatzot, after midday. And then Hashem brings the missiles. There is a pachad mavet, fear of death, in the entire Eretz Israel. The president of the United States then prohibits Eretz Israel to retaliate with missiles. The pachad, the fear, becomes bigger. That's another step towards Geulah. This virus is, as we said before, global. The entire world has reached a terrible amount of lack of modesty, immorality. So the question is, how do we stop this kitrug, this persecution? How do we stop the Satan so there will be no judgment? Lashon Hara destroys civilization. Lashon Hara, it's not a prohibition just for us. It's not a good midah trait of character. Lashon Hara is the foundation of unity, one world, and if not, the world is standing and facing destruction. Hashem wants achdut. Very simple. When people talk against people, when I talk against you, I'm talking against Hashem, because you are Tzelem Elokim. We all are Tzelem Elokim. Talking slander against a person is talking against Tzelem Elokim, Hashem himself, Kaviyachol. Degrading Hashem. We as a nation are more than Tzelem Elokim. We are Tzelem Elokim plus Helek min ha'Elokim, Helek Eloha mimala. Hashem says, wait a moment, I'm going to teach you how to act, how to relate to each other. I'm going to enforce it. You will stay home. I will put you in home. Quarantine brings a certain amount of unity, achdut, to each other. We will go through what the Chafetz Chaim has to say about this. In his sefer, Shmirat HaLashon, he repeats a few times in different perakim how this works exactly. He brings a Zohar HaKadosh, which reads the following. Al pi ha-mevo'ar be-Zohar HaKadosh, through what's explaining in the Zohar, she'al yedei ha-avon shel lashon hara, through speaking, talking, hatred, slander between us, u'me'oreret ha-mkatreg, we cause the prosecutor, ha-mkatreg ha-gadol, the big prosecutor of the entire nation, and then he brings death to the world. There is a spirit, Ruach Achat, says the Zohar, She'omedet al kol otam ba'alei ha-lashon hara, which is part of those who are ba'alei lashon hara. Now when people mit'orerim ba'lashon, o adam echad, even one person, as mit'oreret ota ha-ruach ra'a, which is the mekatreg, which is the prosecutor, and he also speaks lashon hara. When he comes to say some guilt, some fault about anyone, in the Bedin Shel Ma'ala, is a kind of Lashon Hara, actually. But he has no permission to say it. Hashem limits him until someone says Lashon Hara, talks hatred, kin'ah, then we give him koach, energy, to prosecute. Goremet be'otah ha'itorerut shel ha'lashon hara lekatreg, to prosecute, and to bring le'oton nachash ha'gadol, which is the Satan, shehu yeh mekatreg ala olam. Vehakol, all is caused by that person who spoke Lashon Hara here. By us speaking A against B, then we are causing the Satan to do his job. We give him permission. You could also talk. Says the Chafetz Chaim, shebelo achet shel ha-lashon, without Lashon Hara, lo nitan lo hakoach ahu. He hasn't got that authority. Lehodia lemala, to inform the weaknesses of mankind and to demand justice. He hasn't got that energy. Because even Moshe Rabbeinu, which knew about many avonot, many sins of Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, once he understood that they don't talk Lashon Hara, he knew that the Satan cannot be mekatreg, cannot prosecute them anymore. Chazal said they were in Memtet Sha'are Tum'ah, 49 degrees levels of assimilation, almost totally assimilated. That would not have caused anything. Had they spoken Lashon Hara, then yes. But since Em Bahem Dalturin, they don't have anyone talking against someone else, then Re'uyim Hem LaGe'ula, they are worthy of redemption, Ge'ula. The generation of Ahav was one of the kings of Eretz Israel, which that generation was full of Avodah Zarah. Yet they will go to war and they will win every single battle because there was no Dalturia Benehem, no Lashon Hara. Whereas Bimei Shaul HaMelech, which every child, every young kid knew, Torah from one cover to the other, they were versed in the entire Torah Shebe'alpeh, they would go to war and lose the battle. Mipenei she'haya bahem dalturia, hatred Lashon Hara. And when Moshe Rabbeinu notes, V'hinne shene anashim ivrim nitzim, two Jews fighting against each other in Mitzrayim, and he understands that there was a Lashon Hara there involved, as Rashi says, Da'ag lo al shera'a b'Yisrael reshaim. He was concerned that he noticed that there are reshaim, wicked people in Klal Yisrael. Dalturin, slanders. Amar, he deduced, Me'ata shema enam reuyim lehigael. They are not worthy for Geula. Because one of them, of the previous ones, when he killed the Mitzri, someone saw him and went and he said over the story to Paro. And therefore Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid. Vayira Moshe vayomar, achen noda hadavar. I was caught because someone spoke against me. Nimtzeta Omer comes out that the cause of all kitrugim, all persecutions, I mean, it's self-understood, the world today is, the planet, the globe, is under Midat Hadin, needless to say. The Din is Sholet Ba'olam, has conquered, is ruling the world. Midat Rachamim is hidden. It's amazing how everything fits. We are between Pesach and Shavuot. We all conduct ourselves with a certain minimal behaviors and conducts of Avelut, mourning, of the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, who died between Pesach and Shavuot. Why did they die? Chazal say, Gemara says in Yevamot, Mipene shelo nahagu kavod ze baze. They did not act with respect and honor to each other. Actually, it's not only that. The Maharsha, Ala Makom, on that page, and also the Chafetz Chaim that we are learning now, say, not only they did not honor each other, but they spoke Lashon Hara. The Gemara continues, they all died. What kind of death? Does it make a difference for us? Gemara Omer, yes, they all died with a sickness called Askara. Askara is a sickness known in English, diphtheria, a sickness of the breathing system of the person. Starts, says the Gemara, by the upper side of the stomach, the end of the lungs, and it finishes by the mouth. 24,000 students of Rabbi Akiva died due to that sickness. Somewhere else, Gemara in Shabbat says, Askara is a punishment for Ba'alei Lashon Hara. Those who speak Lashon Hara, they die with Askara. Matchelet starts, Bibnei Me'ayim, with the upper side of the stomach, Ve'gomeret Ba'peh, and ends in the mouth. That although the person thinks bad about his friend, and understands what he's thinking, and the tongue says the words, but actually the mouth is the last one, and that's Lashon Hara, and therefore the sickness kills the person by the last breathing. Here we see very clear, what is this corona all about? As I said, Hashem created a certain, I would say it, messenger, agent, to talk and tell us there is a deterioration of the communities on this globe. We hate each other. We slander. Defamation all over. We are jealous. We talk against each other. We are not one. And that is the sign of diphtheria, which is the sickness we are talking today. The Chafetz Chaim goes on a different part of the same Sefer, and he says that if you would think the snake, Hanahash, who's the first Lashon Hara, slander creature. And when we say Nahash doesn't mean the snake, it means the Yetzer Hara. Who has Satan? Who are Yetzer Hara? Who are Malach HaMavet? This Yetzer Hara has three names, but he's the same. The same angel, the same creature that Hashem created. He has three different jobs. He's a tempter, that's a Yetzer Hara. He brings temptation. He's the Mekatreg, he's a prosecutor. And then he executes, he's a Malach HaMavet. He's the heavenly district attorney, and he has the power, he exists, of prosecuting and starting the judgment. However, it's limited. As we spoke, It's limited how we act. If we act in a form of prosecuting other people, judging other people, slander, lashon hara about others, we invite him to do so. And then when the judgment comes, the outcome, we caused it ourselves. Hashem says you got to stop the way that you chose your life, your life's goal. There are three of them, as we spoke. The first one is immorality. So you are confined to a home. There's not interaction with others. That lack of tziniut is not to be found. You cannot be outside. You must stay home. At home, it's you and your partner. There's no one else. At home is you and your family. There's no other people. You're not exposed to any immorality, nor you expose yourself to anything of that. Lashon hara, the destruction of humanity as one, as human beings, as tzelem Elokim. For the same purpose, you stay home. There's no one to talk to. And even the media, and even the different ways to communicate, who thinks about that when he is in fear of death? This quarantine is a acting to bring an atmosphere of unity. Nations are helping each other. Tremendous amount of chesed. When you don't go out and you keep a distance and you wear your masks, you take other precautions, you are doing a chesed. The third, which is a life of gashmiyut, of pure materialistic life. The market has gone down. I do not know how much, but for sure, a third, perhaps a half. The life is not anymore about a home and another one and another one and another one. Life will not be anymore of another account, another bank account, and another one. Life will not be anymore just to enjoy. That's what Hashem wants. To remind you, as a human being, that gashmiyut, materialistic life, that's not life. You must put some ruhaniyut into it. Not only some, but the main part. Some spiritual life. You need to stop. The virus is what Hashem is using, is a tool to bring this teaching, to force us. Until now, Hashem had patience. The mekatreg cannot mekatreg. The prosecutor was not able to perform his duties as a prosecutor. Perhaps we were more careful in Lashon Hara. Today, through the various ways of communicating, the rate of slander, hatred, has reached its peak. The humanity has come to Hurban, destruction. And therefore Hashem brings Dever. Dever in Hebrew, Dalet Bet Resh. Plague is Dibur. All caused from our speech. Comes out that we are those ones who initiate the judgment. We cause the judgment. We are giving this authority, we are pushing the Malach Mekatreg to start judgment in Bedin Shel Mala. Otherwise, he has no koach. Could we stop him? And the answer is yes. Comes out to be that this corona, this dever bala olam, as the Midrash says, as Rabbi Chiya bar Abba samuch liyemot haMashiach, dever gadol bala olam, and destroys. It has a message. It has a lesson. Society has come to its end. Immorality one, hatred two, and the values of this world, the Gashmiyut, three. Only if we condemn others, then he, the Satan, could condemn us. 98% perhaps of prosecutions, it's because of us. I'm going to learn together a Kli Yakar. We know when Moshe Rabbeinu is appointed to go to save Klal Yisrael from, take out Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, as we are now. He says, "Vehem lo yaminu li," they will not believe me. They will not believe that I am Hashem's agent. He questions their emunah. Hashem tells him, "Bring your hand into your chest." He does. Take the hand out, it's all plagued. There is a skin disorder, there's a tzara'at. He tells him, bring it back. take her out again, then it's all healthy. That's what the Torah says. Says the Kli Yakar, V'her'ah lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem showed him that the cause that you think that they won't believe you and they are not worthy for redemption does not exist anymore. That happened a while ago, that the Ish Ivri went and spread the rumor that Moshe has killed a Mitzri, an Egyptian. So there is Dalturia, there is Lashon Hara amongst these people. It does not exist anymore. Ramaz lo ha'inyan hazeh, when he told him, take your hand, and v'hine metzorat kashaleg, came out as white, as leprosy, as metzorah. And according to Chazal, that is because he spoke Lashon Hara. Because he said, v'hem lo ya'aminu. Ze mofet she'en be'Israel od ba'ale machloket. When his hand comes back, and comes out, actually, and Hashem directly tells him, you spoke Lashon Hara, means they are worthy of Geula, because if there would have been some machloket between them, lo haya Moshe ne'enash alehem, Moshe would not have get punished for them, because a person is allowed to speak Lashon Hara against those who speak Lashon Hara. Elaf shenif lefi shenirpa nega azeh mi'Israel, because this avera, this sin, was already cured. And em bahem ba'ale lashon hara u'ba'ale machloket. Therefore Moshe was punished. And therefore Chazal said, she'Israel nig'alu ba'avur shelo haya bahem lashon hara. Now let's understand it. There were three major averot. They were of the avodah zarah, Chazal say. When they came to the Yam, halalu of the avodah zarah ve'halalu of the avodah zarah. They were, as I said, in memtet sha'are tuma. So what's the difference? If they will speak Lashon Hara, they will not speak Lashon Hara. They are in Averot, which are all three of them. Hayav Mita, death penalty. What is Lashon Hara going to add or subtract? And the answer is simple. Klal Yisrael might have all kinds of Averot, all sorts of behavior, and there is plenty, Chas V'Shalom, to prosecute, but nothing happens in Bedin Shel Malah. Shem Yitbarach does not start the din, the judgment, unless the prosecutor starts. Nor he starts unless we start. Therefore, as many she'arim, levels of tum'ah, that Klal Yisrael was by Yamim Mahem in Mitzrayim, would not prevent the Geulah, the redemption. If there will be Lashon Hara, then the prosecutor will start, and then there is no Yitziyat Mitzrayim. All of us understand and know that Geula Acharona, the last redemption, which we are at the eve, early enough that we could say, at the eve of the Geula, Geula Acharona kemo Geula Rishona. Final Geula is like the first Geula. It has to be like the first one. Just like the first one. Shelo nimtza bahem ba'ale Lashon Hara, the entire nation. There were a few millions, many, many millions. Not all of them came out of Mitzrayim. Lo nimtza bahem ba'ale Lashon Hara. That's the condition, prerequisite for the Mashiach. The coronavirus is an instrument to stop interaction, to stop Lashon Hara, to stop immorality, to stop materialistic life. You could do very little at your home. Not much entertainment, not much to enjoy, it's limited after all. So therefore, before Mashiach, says the Midrash, Dever must happen to bring the last Tikkun, HaTikkun HaAcharon. It's very profound, very deep, what Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba is saying. This virus has a name. They call it Corona, which means a crown. Meaning, he's bringing back the crown to Hashem Yitbarach. It has been taken away from him. When we live a life of Gashmiyut, we do not give any preference to spiritual life, we are taking Hashem's crown down. To restore his crown is to live a life like similar lehavdil of his Ruhani. We are obsessed by this style of life, which slowly created itself. Stop to be materialistic. Focus on some Ruhaniyut. Yachol ani, says the Midrash, Shemit Barach Omer, יכול אני להציל אתכם מכל הצרות. I could save you from all צרות, all bad happenings. בתנאי, with condition that there is no לשון הרע amongst you. It's very clear and understood. In fact, this virus is a divine contribution to the days of Mashiach. It's something that Hashem, and only Hashem could do it. And it's a contribution, it helps us if we learn, if we study it, that this is a step forward to re-evaluate the three major points we spoke about. Tzniut, the opposite of Zima, the entire world. But we are talking to ourselves. Hadibur, Hadever, Hadibur, the speech, the interaction with others. Think for a moment when Hashem would help and would get us back to our shuls and Bate Medrashim, with what and which fear we're going to enter. What and which amount of Yirat HaMakom we are going to have. How much we are going to honor it, respect it, fear, tremble, because we enter in Hashem's home. It was taken away from us. Or better say, we lost it. And all that due to Lashon Hara, to the dibur, the speech, the power of speech. At home now, we have no one to talk to. So we feel anxious. We feel deprived. We are deprived. That is the message. Three yesodot, three fundamental nekudot points that this will bring the lesson in Hashem to the entire humanity, those who learn, and at least to the entire Klal Israel. These three messages, tzniut, but tzniut of not walking outside. There's no one outside. That kind of tzniut. Think twice before you go out. Perhaps you don't need it. Perhaps you should stay home. Now before you go shopping, you think three times, do I need it? Then with second one, we relate this midrash, dever, plague, dibur, the entire system of judgment, in bedin shel mala, everything depends the way we talk, the way our speech is. Third, to live a life of ruhaniyut, that will be the central part of our life, not gashmiyut. And with these messages, the days of Sfirat HaOmer, we don't shave, but little of us know why we don't shave. Where they will tell you 24,000 students died. Why did they die? Ah, Lashon Hara. Why Askara, diphtheria? Then people will panic, because it's exactly what happened then, what's happening today. Hazal said clearly, the sickness, the plague, with a purpose. Let this be, Be'ezer Hashem, a lesson that will bring us Miha'ish Ehafetz Hayim. Being that we are Erev Shivi'ish El Pesach, which, according to Chazal, that's the day of Kriyat Yam Suf, at that moment, Klal Yisrael was in a great danger. Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, the desert from both sides, and the ocean, the sea, in front of their face. Klal Yisrael was complaining. Mazot asita lanu lehotzianu mimitzrayim. Hamibeli en kevarim bemitzrayim lekachtanu lamut bamidbar. You brought us here to die. They really were meaning Hashem itbarach. They are complaining to Moshe, what did Hashem has done to us? That was a kind of Lashon Hara about Habore Olam. Hashem says, Hashem yilachem lachem ve'atem tacharishun. Moshe Rabbeinu explains, what would save you after you have spoken this Lashon Hara? How would you would be saved? How you have the merit of Kiryat Yam Suf? Hashem yilachem lachem. Hashem will lead you war. Not only the war against Paro, but the war against the Satan, the prosecutor, who at this moment is prosecuting you about Lashon Hara, and once you spoke Lashon Hara, he will prosecute you about all your averot in Mitzrayim, as we explained, once we talk against each other, and more so against the Borei Olam, we invite the Satan to start the prosecution system. Therefore, Hashem tells them, Hashem yilachem lachem. Hashem will lead that war against the Satan, will win over the Satan, will make sure the Satan shuts down with one condition, ve'atem tacharishun, you keep silent. You don't talk anymore. Once you will be silent, which means no more Lashon Hara, Hashem will lead the war here against the Mitzrim, the Egyptians, and up there against all your previous Averot. And the din, the judgment, in Bedin Shel Mala will not start. I think this is very appropriate. And Erev Shevi'i Shel Pesach, and let us be Zoche, that always we will have this behavior of Atem Tacharishun. You will keep quiet. And thereby, all our wars, Hashem Yilachem Lachem, and we will be successful in all our future milchamot wars and dinim judgments in Bedin Shel Mala. And then comes a Borei Olam who is Ohevet Amo Israel, who loves the nation, and no judgments, no Midat Hadin anymore. And then it will be only Hashem Kel Male Rahamim. Chag Sameach.